I've got Gabe Gauci here, who's having a bit of a bookie on the dance floor with Elvis tonight. Gabe, congratulations. It's lovely to see you and meet you in person. Tell us about your fellowship. You got a DWAR fellowship, I understand, a couple of years ago. What inspired you to apply for an ISS fellowship?
Well, look, for years and years, because I'm industry, and then eventually went in from industry into the training side of it, and realised the value of a training and, you know, structured courses, how they can change things and all that. There was really nowhere where I could throw my ideas, and what my plan was I thought that we had the best industry in the world, the Australian thoroughbred industry, and how we could link it with the rest of the world and actually make it better. So we've, way back in 1990, we all sat around a table, and we were all these industry people and some education people, and we, between us, we spoke Braille, but in the end, it actually converted, because there was some people who understood, you know, the AQTF requirements and all that sort of thing around structured training. And then we had me on the other side of the table, who was industry, and we're throwing in, like, this is what we want. We want people to know this and do this. And eventually it happened, and so the 98 package was developed.
Yep.
And we're a very unique industry, because we have our own training package, because the hospitality is covers a huge area, retail package, building and construction package, but we actually have a racing industry package. So we're a very niche industry, but we employ 240,000 Australians, and 77,000 of those are on a full-time basis. So it has a significant impact on the economy. And then what I wanted to actually do was showcase to the rest of the world and find out what they did that we might be missing out on. Because to me, we're already like world class. So ISS gave me the opportunity to throw some very left field ideas on a table, and actually at the stage I got interviewed by Carolyn Bourne, and Carolyn said, "Gate, you do not meet the criteria, you really do not meet." No, and tutored me to, but I think what Carolyn could see was I had an idea that would change, and that's what ISS is all about.
Yep.
And that's what these fellowships do. They make change.
Where did you go overseas?
I went to England, Ireland, Italy. I went to England, Ireland, but yeah, while I was there, I made people come over. And when I finished my fellowship, which was from the 2nd of June to the 1st of July,
yep,
last year, 2009, I had 33 meetings in 22 days in three different...
How many was that?
33 meetings in 22 days, and I took no prisoners, but I wanted to know everything about their industry. So I picked their industry up and I wrung it dry, and I told them everything about our industry, and and out of that we came up with a matrix. So now together we've got an agreement between seven countries, and this all came out of the ISS fellowship.
Yep.
England, Ireland, Italy, Germany, France, Hong Kong and Singapore have agreed to use our Australian training package, and we're formulating a package against their qualifications, which is going to be deemed the international thoroughbred industry skills.
There's lots of internationals and thoroughbreds. And
hang on a minute, there's a bit of viticulture going on here.
Oh, okay.
There was someone from the...
We're supporting the South Australian wine industry, I think, yeah. And we've got Elvis in the background, who's, I think, had a couple of red cordials too. It's the international thoroughbred.
Hang on a minute, let's start this conversation again. It's the International Thoroughbred Industry Skills Passport, and it'll actually give people the opportunity to come in, be trained within the industry. They won't just get an industry qual, it'll be a national qual, and it will be then an international qual. They can work and travel. It's just going to change the face of racing.
What would you say to, and you've met the three guys tonight, you've met Robin and Peter and Paul, what did you say to them?
Oh, look, I just think... I hope they realise that when they write their report at the end and they do their recommendations, that they really, really target what they want to do. I think what they're doing is fantastic, you know, GPS on cattle and all that. You know, I'm thinking GPS collars, hey, just microchip the bastards.
talking about the cattle, not the people here.
But anyway, you know, but what a great concept. You know, anything to do with environmental sustainability, you know, the horticulture guy, what a great concept he's going over for. The capturing gas, hey, I pick up a lot of animal gas. Believe me, that's what I do. I'm in the thoroughbred industry. So if he can capture that and turn it into industry, we might win the Cold War.
Last comments would be to someone, you know, how much does it change your life? I mean, you're obviously a very driven person. You come across as someone that really loves her industry. What would you say to someone that's maybe sitting on a farm in the back blocks or has a passion for industry like you do and thinks next year we've got another 3 agri-food scholarships or fellowships or, you know, in the broader sector? What's it really going to mean? What's it really done for you, I guess, in terms of your perspective on the world?
What's it done for me? It's probably completed my circle in the industry. Look, a lot of years ago, I started in my industry at 8 years old. I'm not going to tell you how old I am. Well, I could.
18.
No, I could, but I'd have to kill you. But I've done the full circle. I was, first female apprentice jockey in Australia, a trainer, a breeder, an educator. This has completed the circle. During that journey that I was on, I saw the pitfalls, I saw the holes. The ISS gave me the opportunity to fix those holes, and I feel like I've completed my journey.
Congratulations, and we're looking forward to hearing many more stories and continued success, and thanks for talking to us tonight.
Thank you.